I love whenever I can come on the podcast and say, I did something I've never done before. And the reason why is because I just love the idea of not getting too comfortable in the format, the cadence, the same thing over and over again with the podcast. And I want to practice the idea of you just got to keep trying new things and experimenting and seeing what works for you, for your audience, and what you're trying to do. And today's episode is definitely an example of that because we have today a 5-person interview. Yes, I've never done this before, and I was so excited about today's guest because let me give you a little backstory. So I know Erin Geiger. She has been someone who I've connected with. We both live in Texas. We actually have a funny story about, we have family that lives in Austin. She lives in Austin, and just she's been someone that I've connected with over the last few years, and you'll hear more of their story, but during the start of 2020, she connected with some really incredible entrepreneurs and people that help entrepreneurs, and they've created something over on LinkedIn that has just blown me away, and it's called the Power Hour. Oh my gosh, y'all have to go look them up. You're gonna fall in love with all of them today because I mean, it's a mastermind. It legitimately is. And the energy that they have, sharing their stories, having incredible guests on, like it's everything. It's such a cool dynamic that they have. But I won't get into too much more because I want them to each share their story. And what you're going to hear in today's episode is just going to be, it's so much fun. It's a little chaotic because everyone, like we're all talking together, and I hope that you can, you know, really tell who is who in the episode, but you have to go watch the Power Hour over on LinkedIn so you can see these guys in action because they were so much fun. They were incredible. So let's get right to it.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach entrepreneurs how to start, launch, and market their podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today, because if you've been trying to figure out the world of podcasting, think of this show as the time-saving shortcut you've been looking for. So let's get right to it, shall we?
Okay, Profit Podcast listeners, and anybody that's watching, what we're attempting to do today. Let's just say that real fast because this is my first time interviewing multiple people at one time. And we're going to see how this goes. Honestly, I don't even know how this dynamic is going to play out, but I know it's going to be so much fun because I have the Power Hour crew here with me today. I am joined by some amazing entrepreneurs that are in the online space making just incredible strides on LinkedIn in particular with their dynamic of having 4 people host a weekly show, and it's blowing my mind. So I'm so grateful everybody's here today, and everybody asked, how are we going to do this? How are we going to do this without talking over everybody? So I'm just going to go in order of I have Erin, Matt, Claire, and Dan here today. So Erin, go ahead and give us just a quick snapshot of what it is that you do, and maybe Matt can take on the Power Hour. Claire can tell us a little bit about why y'all are on LinkedIn, and Dan can cover a little bit about where this all came from.
Yeah, no, thank you for having us on, Crystal. When you were like, let's just talk about, you know, how this even came to be and how, 4 co-hosts, what? So Claire and Matt are the ones who actually originated Power Hour. So they can kind of give the backstory of it. But did you want me to give my own background or like the background of the show or what?
Tell us who you are. Tell us who you are. Tell us what you do and where you're located.
Okay, cool. So, Erin, I'm in Austin. I'm here in Texas with Crystal. And I am a copywriter who helps small businesses, solopreneurs connect with their audience through conversational copy, instead of like the weird, awkward, robotic voices people tend to get. And I do that through one-on-one Write With You sessions, my membership, and digital courses.
Awesome. Awesome. So Matt, on to you. Tell us a little bit about what it is that you do, where you're located, and yeah. Hang on. I feel like we should do like a fun fact. Like Aaron, ooh, you need to give us a fun fact real fast. Give us one fun fact about you.
Fun fact. Personal or professional? Doesn't just matter.
Whatever. Come ooh, on. There's no rules here. There's no rules. We threw them out when we started here. This.
All right. Here we go. I have 19 brothers and sisters.
What?
Are you kidding me?
No. Holy smokes.
So cool.
Wow. Yeah, okay. We just open up a can of worms. Okay. We're just going to go to you. All right, Matt, how can you follow that? Go for it.
I have 20. Fun fact. One of my fun facts is I learned more about business from studying rock and roll than anything else.
Oh.
Boom.
I like that too.
And Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah. I use Jerry Seinfeld quite often in my trainings. So thank you, Seinfeld.
Well, Matt, tell us a little bit about what you do and kind of, I know Aaron mentioned that you and Claire were some of the masterminds behind this. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So my name is Matt Zahn. I show leaders how to persuade with power through the art of strategic storytelling. I do it through workshops and one-on-one coaching. And it is an honor and privilege to be here, Crystal. You have one of the best podcasts I've ever listened to. You were actually the inspiration for me launching my podcast, Stories with Traction. So I got your course, and it was the awesome course and almost like the crash course on how to do this. And I, you know, fumbled my way through it. So it's not anywhere where I'd like it to be. I think we can always be improving, but I'm just so thankful to be here. And thank you for the course that you put together. I think it was invaluable. So it's been, like I said, it's definitely a work in progress still, but it's been really good so far. So thank you for that. Just to kind of answer your question about the Power Hour, it started on Clubhouse and Claire brought it to my attention. We connected well over a year ago on LinkedIn. So Claire connected with me and she immediately offered value, right? So I think there's a huge point in that where it wasn't like a business transaction. A lot of people get messages to try to sell different things, but Claire, it was immediate value. And she started mentioning different things. So we hopped on a discovery call and we thought, wow, like we're both learning a lot from each other. She mentioned, why don't we do this thing on Clubhouse? And I remember saying, Claire, you are out of your mind. That sounds like a complete and utter waste of time. I don't have time to do that. And she's like, why don't we just give it a shot? Why don't we do this? So after like the third time doing it, I was like, this is awesome. Like we were really having good interviews and we wanted to take it bigger, and a lot of our audience is on LinkedIn. So we started doing a LinkedIn Live, and then Aaron and Dan got brought on board because they actually were part of one of the trainings that we had on Clubhouse, and they both did exceptionally well. And they were like, you know, when you have guests and they're like, there's so much action-packed value. So we're like, we have to bring them into the fold. So they joined us a while ago, and it's been great to kind of expand out from there.
This is so good. Oh my gosh. I love hearing everybody's backstory and how, you know, all the bits and pieces have like come together magically, and y'all just, what y'all do is so much fun. So Claire, I'm going to throw it over to you. I guess now like we found a rhythm. I knew we would figure it out. Aaron was a guinea pig. So give us a fun fact about you. Tell us a little about who you are and what you do and where you're located. Matt, did you tell us where you're located?
I'm right outside Philadelphia.
Okay, awesome. So Claire, sure, you're up.
Okay, well, I feel like Aaron's already going to know my fun fact because behind the scenes. So my fun fact would be for a few years, I was on a traveling and performing jump rope team.
Yes.
What?
So good. I did not know this. This is amazing. Continue.
Which now in the, oh, I'm getting red. Yeah. So I'm sweating. So just thinking about it, makes me nervous that people are going to really push me to launch a video on LinkedIn about me jump roping. So maybe as a group of Power Hour jump squad, we could do something like that. No one's nodding their head yet. Okay.
Power Hour. I am.
Okay. Crystal's in. But yeah, you know, I'm Claire Davis, and I run Traction Resume, and I help sales leaders get better jobs and make more money through really harnessing their personal brand. So that's resumes, interview prep, and then optimizing their LinkedIn for job search strategy. So it's a lot of fun. And I think, you know, Matt, you don't give yourself enough credit. It was not just my brainchild. We ended up just talking about, you know, different pieces of business through the DMs on LinkedIn and helping each other. And then this crazy thing called Clubhouse came out, and it was so hot right now. I remember sitting on my couch having major FOMO, because in the beginning, you couldn't just be a part of Clubhouse. You had to be invited. And so I was like strategizing, and my husband was like, why are you so concerned about this Clubhouse thing? What Clubhouse are you trying to get into? And I was like, I'm trying to work my connection. And I finally got in, and it was so neat. It was just this open forum of sharing ideas. And so Matt and I started, I think initially, creating it like a mini mastermind where we could just sort of spitball things live on a call, and then thought, well, wait a minute. Like, I remember Matt was, I think, for the first official presenter, and walked us through his story strategy, which like blew my mind, like literally changed the way that I post on LinkedIn, tell stories, promote my brand. And so we thought, well, wait a minute, this is a great opportunity to get more and more people to do it. So as the months went on, we had a nice little loyal following, and then realized, well, we could probably reach more people and be better at repurposing this content by putting it on LinkedIn Live. And so it all transitioned over there. And, you know, just like Matt said, we bumped into Aaron and Dan, and they presented, and I had known Aaron before from a business group. And I mean, their presentations were like next level. And so we were like, please, please join us. And here we are, this like crazy band of people who love to have fun every Thursday morning. And it's such a joy. And so that's kind of how it all came to be.
And I love, awesome. I actually love the how we transferred over to LinkedIn, because on Clubhouse, okay, first of all, what was cool about Clubhouse was that, because I'm a fanatical worker outer, okay, so I go to the gym quite often, and so, and I do it right before the show, and so on a Clubhouse, I could literally like run in, my sweaty, my hair is gross, and fine, because it's audio only, and now it's linked on LinkedIn Live, and I'm like, oh, I need to actually look presentable. But what I love about transitioning it, when we made the switch over to LinkedIn Live on video, was like, we could see each other. And I feel like the conversations just like blossomed, because when you can see somebody on video, it's like, actually you're having this two-way conversation. So I love that added aspect of video when we switched it to LinkedIn Live.
This is so, it's so true too. I mean, like, we're, even though we're recording this for the podcast, that's the main purpose. Like, seeing everybody smiling and everybody, like, we're all just laughing and goofing off. Like, really, this is so much fun. Like, I love to talk about people, or love to talk to people that love to talk to other people. And it's just so much fun. So, Dan, you're up. You got to come in hot with the finale here. So you got to tell us a fun fact about you. No pressure. Fun fact, what it is that you do, and tell us where you're located.
I feel like I have to make something up now just to like.
You gotta one up everybody.
Fun fact, I am a diehard Dungeons and Dragons fan, and I play, and I'm also a dungeon master. So that's what I do on the weekends. I literally just sit at this screen and drink and hang out with my friends, and we kill imaginary monsters. It's awesome.
I love it. I love that description. Yes, keep going. Continue.
Awesome. So if you don't know me, my name is Dan Mott. I help solopreneurs build their business on LinkedIn. Through coaching courses and other free resources. And I am in New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
So tell us.
I was the last one to join Power Hour.
You were the last one. Yeah. Well, then that's fitting that you went last today.
Save the best for last. Come on.
Yes, exactly. Right. Oh my gosh. And so Claire, tell me where are you located?
So I'm in Spokane, Washington. We moved here 2 years ago. So The first year was like a huge shock, because it's, you know, it snows here. We get four seasons, and now we really, really enjoy it. It's much slower pace of life than Northern California.
Okay. So I love the different aspect of everybody being in a different time zone. Is anybody in the same time zone?
They're
all different. Okay. Yeah, so y'all are close enough. And this is my first question. How did y'all decide how this was going to work. Is this something that carried over from Clubhouse to what you're doing on LinkedIn? I'm gonna call on people. Okay, I'm the teacher now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in charge. I'm gonna call on people. Raise your hand if you know the answer. But otherwise, it's gonna be total chaos. So, Matt, tell us a little bit about when you and Claire decided, okay, we're gonna bring this over. What were some of the thought processes? Because I know that there's people listening that I get this question all the time. Should I have a co-host? Should I bring someone on? So is there something that people should be thinking about when it comes to the timing and the scheduling and anything that y'all thought about in particular?
Sure. So I'm sure a lot of people are listening thinking, I don't have time. Welcome to the club. No one does, right? So Claire and I are both insanely busy individuals. We both have young children. We both are working like crazy to grow our businesses. So it really was just based on convenience. It was based on, hey, what times work for everyone? And we just figured out a way to make it work. And then also the time that we have, and Crystal, you do a great job of this, but the time that we have, we're constantly breaking it up and promoting it frequently in different snippets. So it's not only doing it once. Why, if you're gonna spend so much time doing a piece of content, why do it only one time? Why not break it up and do multiple pieces of content? It's almost like we had to figure out a way to be creative. And a lot of people that do have time restraints, I mean, count your blessings, because now you're forced into a position where you have to be creative and figure out a way to make it work. And that's really what Claire and I have done from the start. And then also Aaron and Dan, I mean, it changed the game for us. They bring ideas to the table that I had never thought of before. And it's been this awesome, awesome synergy trying to figure out how to make it better. And they've been invaluable from that perspective.
Yeah, this is so good. I love hearing, you know, the behind the scenes of like the things that you think about and then the things that you hold as a priority, because like you said, everybody's busy. It doesn't matter what it, like people have going on, or there's people that can't handle their time well. And you need to know that up front, especially if you're going to get into a relationship like this where you're creating something on a regular basis together. I would rather someone say, you know, I'm late to just about everything and I show up and you still need an extra 15 minutes, because I'm going to say, I love you. We can be friends. We cannot create content together, because I would strangle you. It would not work out well for me. So well, yeah, I think it's good to know.
To that point, and to what Matt was saying was, you know, when Claire first mentioned Power Hour to me, it was at a time that I could not do. It was at a time when I would leave. I think it was like virtual school was still happening. I was like, I'll literally be, I always use literally like, in like the way you're not supposed to use it. So just know that I know that, but I would be, but I use it, I do it anyway, but I'll be putting like a waffle on the toaster and making sure people are in Zoom. Like it was that time where I was like getting the kids ready and stuff. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I really want to do it. There's just no way at that time. And then when she came back to me and she's like, hey, you know, our schedules have, they didn't change it for me, FYI, but they're like, our schedules changed. So we moved it. How about now, you know? And I was like, yes. And so to Matt's point, it is about convenience, because if it's a struggle, even just that first step, it's not going to happen. And there's no way it's going to happen consistently. Right. And so it has to be like, okay, what's realistic for you today? And what's convenient for you, and not have it be like this, like big struggle in your life.
Yeah, that's really good. That's really good to hear. I think too, for other people, that's like, it's okay if it doesn't work out now. It doesn't mean that it's never going to be an option, because I mean, if everybody here knows that things change and fluctuate over, you know, a 6-month period to a 12-month period, things can change. So I like the idea of like saying it's not a no, it's a maybe not right this moment. And then we can talk about it again in the future. I like that pursuit of someone that, you know, I think that's what Claire was like. We're going to keep an eye on y'all. We're gonna, even if it doesn't work out right now, because you know, like, you know, the people that you would be a lot of fun to talk to. And that's why I have y'all here today. I had so much fun. So we didn't really talk about this too much in depth earlier, but I was a guest on their Power Hour show on LinkedIn, and it was just so much fun. I'd never been on a show with this many people. And I was like, what's happening? Who is everybody? Because I didn't know everybody really well, but now I'm just so grateful to have chatted with y'all. But now I want to go back to, and y'all can, you can raise your hand if you would like, if you want to speak, because I'm like, I don't know any other way to do this. But I want to know, like, what is the overall goal and mission? Because I know that you each have your own individual businesses. It's not like y'all formed an LLC and now everything is just under Power Hour. Am I right in assuming that? Like, you still operate as your own individual businesses?
Yes, that's correct.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what is the overall goal and mission? Is it just to spread awareness of the awesome things that can happen whenever you do your business in a certain way? Like, give me more of those specifics, if anybody has those.
Sure. Yeah. So I think a big part of it is something that Claire made sure to have right out of the gate. One of the things that we saw from a training perspective, especially on social media, so when you think of, you know, LinkedIn Lives and Clubhouses and YouTube and all these different channels, one of the things that was lacking was action items. And Claire made it a point very early on that we're not just going to spread different theories and we're going to, oh, that's a great idea, but why not have actionable steps that people can do right out of the gate? And that's what we've done everything we possibly can to stick to. So, for instance, it's called Power Hour. Sometimes it's a 30-minute interview. Sometimes it's a 45-minute interview. But there's action items at the end that all the viewers, the goal is to take what we discussed and then spend the amount of time focusing on that for that hour. So the Power Hour of someone's week, you know, today we were talking about personal branding. The conversation was a 40-minute conversation and there were literally seven action items, you know, boom, 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 that they can spend the next 20 minutes immediately implementing. And, you know, one of the things, Crystal, that you talk about in your course that I found extremely helpful is, like, you have to have a huge why. Like, you have to ask yourself multiple whys, different layers deep, and have this burning why, because when it is tough and it is frustrating, you don't want to do it. Like, why are you actually doing it? You know, Claire, Aaron, Dan, and myself have gotten messages from people on, you know, this helped my career, this helped my business, this was revolutionary, this was awesome, I never thought of that. And it's because we really, really focus on those action items, not just, again, not just theory, not just, oh, that sounds good, but what can you implement? What can you inject in your business or your career ASAP to make this a Power Hour, an hour a week that you can actually have momentum?
Yeah, this is so good. Yeah. Does anybody else want to add on to that? I think that that's fantastic.
Yeah, I think we can probably dive into this a little bit more later, but we're actually going to be, we only have a few more episodes left. I don't know what everyone else is calling it, but I've been calling it winter break. So we're taking a break. we're going to come back in January, but that's kind of one of the things that, like, that contributes to this dynamic, this relationship that we have, right? Like, a lot of the communications we have takes place in just LinkedIn DMs, and we just have a four-way chat that's constantly going. And a lot of times there's cross conversations, like, going all over the place and stuff like that. And the only time we really all get together, other than for the recording of this podcast, is really when we're on the show. So a lot of times we don't get to talk through strategy in detail. So it kind of causes us to make decisions on the fly, or kind of, like, each take action items away personally and then bring it back to the team to kind of, you know, contribute and to be able to advance the show and the infrastructure and everything behind it. But what's going to be really cool, what we're really excited about, is we're going to get a few weeks over the winter break for us to sit down and, like, go through that strategy and really spend some time together, figuring out what steps that we need to take to be able to continue to make the show better, to be able to contribute more to our audience, to be able to deliver more. Because there's really so many cool things that we can be doing. There's so many things that we've talked about, but just actually executing upon them, like, being able to go out and tackle them, has, you know, like, we haven't had the time to do that. So we're really excited to see what happens, you know, over the next couple of months.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I think one thing that really has helped and just been a force multiplier in my career in business is this idea that sort of spontaneously was created through Power Hour, which is what Matt was talking about, accountability. And so the intention, like he said, was, okay, we can talk theory, we can talk marketing theory all day long, we can talk sales theory all day long. You can Google your heart out to find a million resources from people much, you know, deeper into their career and their expertise than us to get information. But how many times do we actually take action on those principles? So what's neat about Power Hour and what's become really amazing about the show and the creation of the show, and especially after Aaron and Dan joined in, was there was this accountability on the back end too. So, you know, I mean, running your podcast, you know, how much time it takes, and when you're going it alone, and even if you have a VA, how much it really impacts your schedule, how it can be a bit draining, right? It's just so much to take on. But there's a real power in teams, you know? And I remember early in my career when I was having a rough start going into sales, trying to figure it out on my own. There's never a training program. They're just like, go make us money. And it wasn't until I started banding together with some of my colleagues who weren't even in the same city as I was, and resonating with them and sharing best practices, that I started getting that traction, getting that momentum. And that's what I really feel with this group, you guys. I mean, and they know how much I love each of them. I'm probably too gushy about it in the back end chat, but what's really amazing, Crystal, is, you know, we, like Matt said, are all incredibly busy people. We're all parents, we're all business owners. And yet when that show comes, we all pick up the slack and pitch in to make sure it's a really great show, that the speaker is supported. If we don't have a speaker, that someone takes it on to share some of their expertise. And I'm just so grateful, because it's this real testament to what a group think or a group motivator can be, you know, and how much traction you can get when you're not going it alone. And so I know, like, a lot of times we'll have a show coming up, and this is literally what the channel looks like. It'll be like, hey guys, so-and-so is on. Here's what we want to talk about. Let's talk headlines. And immediately it's like, boom, 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 you know, a dozen headlines from each of us. And we kind of go through and say, this one's good. What about this? It's just this, it's such a fun momentum that's generated, and it kind of keeps that excitement and that buzz alive too. Do you guys, do you feel the same?
No. There's the mic drop moment.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. And it's interesting because we've become this little family, right? And it's like, we started out doing this as like a mastermind for others, but we've also, it's become so beneficial for us as well. We've become our own little mastermind too. And I think that because this came about, I mean, during the pandemic and, you know, everything that was going on, I think it's something for people to look forward to. I think a lot of people were, I mean, Claire can speak to this more than I can, but we're furloughed, or, you know, people lost their businesses, you know, they were in really not a great spot. And so people were like, I need to educate myself. I need to learn. I need to double down on the skills that I have, or I need to learn these other skills so that I'm more marketable. I need to network. I need to get myself out there. And I think Power Hour came to be that for a lot of people, where they can come and they can learn, but then like they can also be a part of this community. We have these regulars that show up every week. The chat just gets more and more engaging every show that we do. So it's kind of a beautiful thing. And people will send us messages about their progress. You know, they'll be like, oh my gosh, you know, if they're an employee, they'll be like, I got this promotion, or I decided to switch jobs. I never would have done that. Or, you know, I own my own business and I decided to expand and now offer this. And I got that idea from Power Hour, you know, so you hear those things and it's just like, wow, you know, it kind of starts to take off on a life of its own.
Yeah. That's incredible. I was just going to ask, like, do y'all see, you know, network connections happening in the chat and people like saying, oh, I didn't know you do that. Like, oh, we're going to get connected that way. Is that something that's like a constant?
Yeah, there's like really side conversations that happen in the chat. Like even just like, you know, the regular stuff is like, oh, hey, you know, so-and-so, what's up? Like, you know, them just connecting. But then, you know, like between the four of us and the guest, and there's only so much time, a lot of times we can't answer every question, or it just doesn't come up, or we kind of like, you know, we end up cruising past it. They're literally like, people will go in there and answer each other's questions for them. Like if we're not able to bring it up, like on the screen and talk about it, which is really cool. Like just to afterwards go through like the conversations and the messages to see like what takes place is truly inspiring.
Yeah. This is so awesome. I love hearing all this. Okay. Well, I want to switch directions real fast. And now I want to get into the nitty gritty stuff. Okay. I'm going to get into the hard questions now, because I want to know, like, what's been the biggest challenge for y'all? The biggest learning curve that it took y'all a second to figure out, and maybe you felt a little uncomfortable, like, I just don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if this is going to be something that we can sustain, like, over the long haul. Does anybody have any, like, stories of anything they could share?
So I think when we, because we used to actually do an hour, right? And kind of like coming into the school year, once everyone had kids, especially because we're all in different time zones, our kids are different ages and going back to school, right? Like trying to coordinate your own children is difficult enough, but then do it with three other people's children on top of that in different time zones, like that becomes extremely difficult. So I think, you know, like I was probably the biggest proponent for being against like shortening the time. And like everyone else was like, yeah, no, I think we should do it. I think we should do it. And like, you kind of have to realize like, right, like we're a team. This isn't just my show. I can't make the decision. So like, it has to be a part of it. And you have to kind of know that there's this give and take. And you kind of have to know like, right, what are you most passionate about? Where do you want to pick your battles? Like, what do you want? Or like, how do you want to contribute as a team member? Knowing that, right, we're doing this for the greater good of the team. And even more specifically for the greater good of our audience and our listeners and our watchers. So.
Yeah, that's great. Does anybody else want to add?
I think it's a really good point, Dan. And I think as we've gone along, we've, without like verbally saying it, we've through action have adapted certain principles, different values that we hold true. I know Claire and I have had conversations about, you know, flexibility is a huge piece of it, right? Because again, we all have young kids, we're all super busy, like we have to be flexible. So there have been times where, you know, something will happen with one of our kids and we're not able to make the show, or different changes because of the COVID years, right? So like one of the biggest issues I'm having right now is in 2020, at least in the very beginning, a lot of my in-person events went bye-bye. And then because so many companies right now are saying, no, we don't want a Zoom training, we want you here in person, now my calendar is, it's madness, right? So in the last few months, there have been more in-person workshops and events and conferences than I even know what to do with. And it's been extremely challenging to try to figure out, all right, well, I can't make the show because I'll be speaking in such and such city. And it's just allowing people to have the flexibility to do that. And then also being humble. I know a lot of listeners may not think that, you know, the word humility or humble is flashy or cool or exciting to be. But I feel like, especially when you have four people involved, you can't make it work unless there's an element of humility. And I love how everyone brings a different strength to the table. Like, I mean, I stink at so many things in life. I mean, I'm really, really good at a few, but I stink at everything else. And I need to be willing to say, all right, well, Aaron's amazing at this. Claire's fantastic at this. Dan knows what he's doing in this arena. I mean, there have been many times where I'm like, I don't agree with that, Dan. But then Dan is an extremely analytical, planning, very strategic when it comes to different elements of AI and all these different things that I don't know anything about. And some of the disagreements I've had with Dan, it ends up being better than I thought. You know, like we had disagreements on a whole slew of different things. I'm like, wait a second, this is Dan's expertise. And then we go along with it and it works out. So I really think, you know, being flexible, being humble, and then also that element of creativity has been an absolute must. You know, when you're stretched for time, like you have to figure out a way to be creative to make it work.
Yeah, no, 100%. And I think that, doing the show is one thing. Us all showing up every Thursday morning is one thing. It's on our calendars, like, you know, and again, as Matt said, like there's four of us. So if somebody needs to peace out, that's fine. We can cover each other. But there's so much more to it, as you know, running your own podcast. So there's all the marketing collateral. There's, you know, booking the guests. It's like all of that. And so I think that sometimes is a challenge, you know, when we're like, oh, shoot, we have this amazing guest coming up, or we just booked this person. And, you know, even if we don't have a guest, because sometimes it's just the four of us. And we all, you know, we'll like, oh, I'll grab this one, or we'll do an Ask Me Anything. And we'll teach from our own area of expertise. So sometimes it's us that are the teachers that week. But I think that sometimes it's hard to find that time of like, oh, shoot, we got to get these promotions up. We got to, you know, so as Claire alluded to earlier, you know, we have sort of all taken a piece part of that process to make sure. And a lot of it we still collaborate on, but we've had to get very organized very quickly as we're growing this thing too.
Yeah, for sure.
I love, Aaron, I love the point you made. And I mean, really just all of us pitching in from our own sort of specialty, right? Or expertise, or combining it, or just trying something new. But one thing that I am very much still working on is systems, having systems. So that was a challenge for me for sure. And so Dan has put together, I mean, he's automated this show.
I want to automate so much more too. Yeah. I have it all mapped out. I'm like, we just need to do this.
There's like a pin board with all these lines connected and like, who's going to, oh, sorry. And anyway, so, you know, I think that for me was a big challenge, and figuring out how to not create every piece of collateral fresh every week, you know. And Aaron, I remember you said, well, Claire, just template that and we can all pitch in. And I was like, oh my God. I mean, that just freed up hours of time. Right. So, so coming together and everybody pitching in their ideas on how to make the show better. And, you know, like Dan said, that's what we're going to take some time and do here in late November and December, is just figure out, you know, what is the next level for Power Hour? What's that going to look like? What can we bring to people to make it even better? And that includes systems too, you know? Yeah.
I think too, when you mentioned like, what are the biggest challenges that we face, right? I think it's really like, they all stem from coordination. There's four of us, right? Like, it's a lot easier when it's just your show, just your content, just your profile, just your business, just your website to make those decisions. But we have to do so as a team, you know, like on our different schedules and stuff like that. So that kind of is always the stem of the problem. But with that comes the so many more benefits of having the like, being able to lean into each other when we can't make it, when we're not feeling great that day, when, you know, when we don't have the time, right? Like, any of those problems that come up, like the downside is so outweighed by the positives that come out of us all being able to coordinate and work together. So,
yeah, this is great. This is great. I love hearing the behind the scenes, and it's like what my audience lives for. They do. They love to hear like, okay, we like to hear all like the bright and shiny things, but tell us the real stuff, because that's what a lot of people don't want to do. They just want to, you know, have this portrayal of like, oh, I just turned on my camera one day, I sounded amazing, I looked amazing, and I knew exactly what I was doing. And I'm like, we keep it real over here. Okay. Like, we tell you the real deal. We like to share the messy pieces of it, because it reminds us all we're human, for one. Mm-hmm. And the fact that if you want to build something great, it's that principle of like, you got to lay one brick at a time, and not trying to grow too fast, not trying to implement too many things at once that are going to be confusing for everybody, or just, you know, set you off on a trail that you're like, wait, I don't know that we all want to do that. Or, you know, I love to hear y'all are doing so many decision-making things as a team, because I think it's really cool. I just love what y'all are doing. So I just, let me, going back to Matt saying like, oh, you know, being humble, I just want to tell y'all are doing incredible things. So I'm going to brag on y'all, because I feel like y'all are a super humble group of people. And I just want to say, I can see from the outside looking in that you are consistent. This is my biggest pet peeve, is content creators that want to build something worthwhile, but they don't want to be consistent. That's not one of their principles. And y'all do this so well. So is there anything in particular that you said from the get-go? I know y'all talked about, you know, kind of having, we're going to do this every week for an hour, but what went into the decisions of, we're going to do this on Thursday at this time, and we're going to do it until we go on break? Like, was there any other things that y'all considered?
Yeah.
The idea of break only just came about. Yeah. We were just going to keep going.
Yeah. No one did say. Well, I think that we don't put a lot of pressure on ourselves. We keep it very low key, very casual, because we all have a lot of other stuff going on. And so, like, we'll have kids come in. We'll have, like, we'll have dogs barking, you know, the Amazon will be at the door. It's just, it's real life. And it's just like
multiple times too. Multiple times.
Just leave the package and go. Okay. So, you know, and we just kind of lean into it. And that has been our mantra since I've started on the show. And I'm sure since Claire and Matt, you know, created this whole beautiful thing. It's just that we're just real people. We're business owners, we're parents, and so we're doing this alongside of our life. And so I really think that's the only way to do it is that we're just very, it's a part of our life. It's not, we're like moving, you know, sun and moon to do this. And so I think as long as we keep that attitude and kind of like that vibe of it, we can do this indefinitely. We're just kind of like, it's a part of our life and our existence. And it's very, very low key, and we make it low key with our audience too. You know, we hop on and chat with them, and you know, they'll make a joke and we'll laugh about it on air. You know, it's like, it's just, you know, we just keep it kind of cozy that way, I think.
Sure.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Well, did you want to add something, Claire?
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, you know, first of all, if anybody listening, is interested in starting and going in with a team on something like this, make sure it's people who will completely cover you when your kids are attacking each other in the living room and you have to quick turn the camera off and go deal with it. Like, that's what I love about you guys. It's so real, and you do see what you get, what you see, right? You see what you get. It's just, I think, a really cool way to share what's helped us in business. And now it's a beautiful thing to see people coming back in the audience. You know, to see regulars, you know, and they're chiming in, they're sharing it with their friends, and then they're telling us more about what they want to learn, what would help them grow. And so that's been really neat too, to be able to see, okay, what would serve you, what does interest you, and then that can help guide the show too.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, what's crazy too is like, people will message us and be like, oh darn, I can't make it this week. Like, people will show up like consistently, they'll message us to like apologize that they can't make it. And it's like, it's no big deal. Like, we miss episodes too. Like, but that's why we have the recording. And I think that's so cool, right? Like, it's us four and our guests like up on, you know, on the screen, or, you know, if you're listening to the podcast, if you're just listening in, but everyone's there. Right. Like, and I think that's like a dynamic that doesn't typically happen with when there's just like a host and a guest. Right. Like, we're already like like multiple people having a conversation, and it just makes it that much easier for the audience to feel like they're a part of that conversation, which is amazing. And I was actually scared we were going to lose that when we moved from Clubhouse to LinkedIn Live. But it really hasn't gone away, right? Like, people are there with us in spirit, like every day, you know, every time we show up on camera. So,
okay. Well, okay. This is just totally, I told y'all I'd love to share behind the scenes. I wanted to tell y'all, I was in the middle of asking a question, then my power went out and I'm like, okay. So I come back to the conversation that's just happening without me. So, I mean, I'm just going to give the rest of the whole interview is going to the Power Hour crew. Hello. You got this. No, I'm just kidding. I do want to ask, how do y'all do this with multiple people? Because I know there's people in the audience that are like, how do they not talk over one another? Because I think it's pretty difficult to do it with just two people, but you have four people and then you typically have guests that come on. So is there any method to the madness behind the scenes, or y'all just are like, no, we learn this about one another and we have this cadence? Like, how does that work for y'all?
I think we just kind of learned it. I mean, it's not like we sat down and we're like, okay, how do we figure this out? We just kind of like went with it. So maybe there's like cues that we get off of each other. I'm not sure. What do you think, Claire?
Well, I have to say, this is the testament to partnership. Because in the very beginning of the show on Clubhouse, I mean, I jumped on there with a couple friends and we were just talking about, you know, things and business and what's going on and sharing ideas and swap. And then Matt and I started doing this Power Hour thing for real. And I think I would probably go in like, hey guys, how's your day going? Let's chit chat. And he was like, listen, we need a plan. And that is why going in as a team really works, because Matt taught me a lot about how to work the audience, right? To structure it so there was a balance between me talking, him talking, the guests talking, and then maintaining the flow. And I had no idea, because I had, you know, if you guys... I hope everybody here is following Aaron, Matt, Dan, and me now, and Crystal too, of course. But you know, if you haven't heard of what Matt does yet, he does these presentations at a large level. So he's brilliant at being able to hold that conversation and keep it productive and keep it moving. And that was a huge learning curve for me. So I think a lot of it is organic, like Aaron said. You know, it's just we kind of go with the flow and give each other space. I probably talk much more than I should. You've seen our show, you can probably attest. But I have to say, Matt, you really taught me how to structure things and how to maintain control and flow in a room.
Thanks. Yeah, yeah. And Chris, I think it really goes back to that humility piece, right? Because a lot of times people, they get on a podcast and they want to talk. They want to talk and talk. And we really need to be humble in the sense that, hey, we have to have each other's backs. We have to be here to support each other. So to really answer your question, it's like Claire, Aaron, and Dan know way, 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 way more than I do in certain areas. So like whenever we get a question or whenever I know Aaron should be answering this question, not me, you got to make it a point to just shut your mouth and let the other person talk. And I think that's really, really tough. But really, if the main goal is to offer maximum value to people, there's some questions that I shouldn't be answering. There's a lot of different elements that it's just not my expertise. I don't like to talk about something unless I feel that I'm an expert in it. So I think that's a huge piece to it. So that, and then also I feel like I have to say this because you said that your listeners like the nitty gritty. You have to have fun. And I know a lot of people say that, but there was a moment in time, I think it was probably 6 months into doing stuff on Clubhouse, where I reached out to Claire and I was like, what are we doing? And she's like, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, how many hours a week are you spending on this Clubhouse? Not the actual time, but behind the scenes. And she was spending hours and hours and hours. And then she said, well, how much time are you spending? I was like, I'm spending hours and hours and hours. I'm spending like 5 to 7 hours a week on all this stuff. I was sending 300 to 400 messages every single week to people to try to get them on our Clubhouse event to try to build, you know, traction, whatever. And I said to her, I was like, I'm not having fun with this. Like, this is not fun. Like, it's fun to be together and to share information. It's not fun behind the scenes. And then we had to readjust to make it fun. And I think a big part of why we're taking a break now, just to like be real and vulnerable and, you know, truthful with people, I feel like it's not fun to have the mess, so to speak. And there's different things we need to organize right now to make it more fun. Because when Dan came on board and Aaron came on board, they're like, no, you need a system here. We need this. We need a calendar. We need, you know, Dan revamped our Trello and all these different things that we do behind the scenes. And it's not, there's different elements that it's not fun anymore because it's like we're trying to drink from a hose, right? We're trying to like get all this stuff. And Dan and Aaron was like, they were like, well, we need to take this break to try to recalibrate. So to make sure that not only are we offering maximum value in 2022, but we're also having fun doing it.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Y'all, this is so good. And I want to really transition. Like I said, this is going to be interesting because I've never done rapid fire with multiple people.
But we're like buttons.
I'm like, we're going to go in order. Yeah, we're going to go in order. So the way I have it right on my screen is we have Aaron, Matt, Claire, and Dan. I hope that you can just accept that you got to go last with all these. But you get a chance to think about them.
I get three tries before me to figure it out.
So. Yes, so. Exactly. You will absolutely get ahead of the game on this one. So the first
question. I'll still mess it up.
Yeah. You have plenty of time to think about it. You can't take anybody's answers, okay? We can't have any repeat answers here. And I want y'all to answer very truthfully. I'm just kidding. These are not like very hard-hitting questions.
We're sweating.
I know. It's okay.
Claire ran away.
You got this. Yeah. Claire's gone. She'll be back. She'll be back in time. She'll be back. But the first question is, what piece of advice would you give to a brand new podcaster? And Aaron, I know you have your own podcast. And so I would just love to know any piece of advice. It's like, I wish I would have known this whenever I was first getting started.
Sure. I would say it's going to sound so simple, but start with what you've got, right? So it's like, whatever you have, just start there. Because if you have a mouth and a voice comes out of it, you can have a podcast. And so it doesn't matter really your audience size, your equipment, any of that. Everything's going to change, by the way. Every single detail will change. So you think you're going to wait and you're going to know the exact title and your audience and what you're going to talk about and the equipment you're going to use and your platforms and all that kind of stuff. You do not because like within, like a month's time, all of that could just turn on its head. And so my biggest thing is start with what you've got and build from there.
Awesome. Awesome. Matt, do you have any advice for a brand new podcaster?
Yes, go get Crystal Profits course.
And that.
I didn't pay him to say that, ladies and gentlemen. I did not pay him to say that. I'm going to make that clear.
You will waste so much time. You will waste so much time and so much money if you don't have a system and formula in place. So I feel like I would have spent a heck of a lot more money, and I would have ripped my hair out earlier on. And I'm still fumbling through it because I feel like we have to learn as we go. But if it wasn't for your course, Crystal, I probably wouldn't be where I am right now with it. So highly, highly recommend getting a system and formula in place ASAP.
That's great advice. What about you, Claire? What piece of advice would you give to a brand new podcaster?
I would say hire a babysitter while you're recording.
That's awesome.
Which is commonly my issue. And really, I would say if you're just starting out to do live things, to go in with a little bit of a plan. And it doesn't have to be totally structured. In fact, it shouldn't, because then that kind of organic and fun, you know, you lose that. But I think going in with a plan of a couple notes for what you want to touch on to kind of help direct and then help you direct and stay on track with the guest is always really helpful. And remembering the call to action at the end, if there's one that you want to have, having that just up front and having that little bit of support and an outline has really helped me.
Awesome. What about you, Dan? You've had enough to think about it.
Can I have more? Can I pass, Pat? No. I'd say the same thing that I tell to anyone who's looking to get started on LinkedIn, right? Like, you're going to suck at first, and that's okay, right? Like, be comfortable knowing that you're not going to start off being what you are capable of. But going through that process, trying to figure it out, falling flat on your face over and over and over again is exactly how you learn. And you need to go through that growing pain in order to get to the point. On the plus side, no one's going to be listening. So it's okay if you make this mistake. By the time you get good, that's when people are going to listen. So it's okay. And you can always go back and like redo your intro episodes. That way, if people want to like figure out what your podcast is about, it's not like the very first one that you did. So.
Oh, this is so good. This is so good. So I have my next question. I'm going to tweak it just a little bit because I know we have four of you here to answer this. And I'm just going to ask, what's everybody's favorite podcast? Like, it doesn't have to be business related or personal development. It could just be your favorite podcast that you love to listen to. Erin, let's start with you.
Oh my gosh, Crystal.
So you
really
get put
mean.
On the spot. I guess I should have started with Dan. We should just go backwards this time. But no, you're in the spot.
There's so many. And now I feel what it feels like. So at the end of my podcast, I ask people, if you could only listen to one music artist for the rest of your life, who would it be? And people like want to kill me, you know? And now I get it. So this is just like karma coming back to me because this is tough. I'm going to say How I Built This. Because it's just, I learned so much. Besides Crystal's podcast, of course, it would be How I Built This with NPR Guy Raz hosts it. I'm sure everybody's heard of it. It's great because he talks to larger companies, smaller companies, and really dives in into like what exactly it took. And it's a great one to listen to when you're kind of feeling down in the dumps of like things aren't going your way, and just like put one of those on. You're like, oh, I have it. It's going all right. Because some of these people have really been through the ringer, but you could just learn so much from that one.
Yeah, that's awesome. What about you, Matt?
I think I have a favorite podcast for different stages in my life, right? So when I discovered Erin's podcast, Small Business, Big Mindset, it was awesome because it was very helpful for me from an entrepreneur type perspective. So I've mentioned Erin's podcast is freaking amazing, and I think it's one of the best out there. Crystal, your podcast has helped me time and time again, just wrapping my brain around the podcasting world. So that's been fantastic. I do still like Tim Ferriss's podcast. I think he is a fantastic interviewer, and I've learned different strategies on how to ask questions better. So I think like different stages in life lead to my favorite podcast.
That's great. That's great. What about you, Claire?
I have to follow that. Matt, come on. Well, first of all, I have to echo that. I think that you, Crystal, and you, Erin, you guys have such a natural way of connecting through your podcast. And it was really, you know, your two and Jenna Kutcher's podcast, I think, as well. I really started getting the feel for the fact that you could be very real with an audience. you know, and that's how we connect through those organic, real stories. So, but I'm going to name another one as well. That's kind of a fun one and not at all serious, but I love how they do it. And it's called Astonishing Legends. It's with Forrest Burgess and Scott Philbrook. And essentially why I love it, they tackle all kinds of unsolved mystery stuff. Where did Amelia Earhart really go? Sasquatch, silly stuff too. And what I really love about it is they deep dive on research. And I love that. I like to get like go down the rabbit hole on whatever I'm working on. And then they just present all the facts and then you make the call. Is it real? Is it not? What do you think really happened? So those are a couple of my favorites.
Awesome. I'm going to link to all of these in the show notes for all of them that are mentioned.
Oh, awesome.
And Dan, you're up. You had enough time to think about it. You got to have at least one.
And I still don't know. No. I'll start with an interesting insight, right? So I actually don't listen to podcasts anymore. I've been in business. I quit my job 2.5 years ago, just under. And since then, I've probably listened to like 2 or 3 podcast episodes. And it was because I used to consume podcasts in my car on my commute to and from work. But now that I work from home, I don't have a commute anymore. So I don't listen to them anymore. So I'm a little bit out of the loop. But what some of my favorites were was, yeah, like I would listen to Tim Ferriss all the time. I would love, right? Like, cause it would take me like multiple car trips just to get through an episode. Really diving deep on, you know, in topics with people who really knew their stuff. I've always kind of gone back and forth with Gary Vee and all of his content. And I literally have all of his books up on my bookshelf behind me. So I would listen to quite a few of his. And then one that I really enjoyed was Jay Akunzo's Unthinkable. I think he just did an amazing job with his podcast. It was, you know, it's all about like stories from work, but just between like the way that he edited his episodes down, it was just like full show, like fully produced show, like, but him just doing it. And like, you know, he had help as he kind of grew it, but he did like an amazing job and I really enjoyed his podcast. Awesome. I will give one last plug to myself. So I've started and stopped a number of podcasts. I could never really get into it. I don't think I ever made it past like episode 10 on any of my podcasts. And one of them I only did one episode for, but it's my all-time favorite and I will go back and do it. I just don't have the time to do it right now, but it's called The Really Bad Marketing Show and it's spelt wrong. And it is me voice acting a number of people. And it's like a really ridiculous thing. It's only 15 minutes. Go listen to it. You'll crack up. It's called The Really Bad Marketing Show.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
I thought when Dan said he didn't listen to podcasts that he was going to mysteriously disappear from this conversation.
Oh, I know. I was going to. I was waiting. I was about to hit the button.
Weird. We lost Dan. I don't know.
He had internet issues. He messaged me. Yeah. No. This is so great. I'm going to link to all of these shows in the show notes. I have one last rapid fire question and I think I thought of a way. It's probably going to be totally chaotic, but you know what? It is what it is at this point. So I have a question. It's yes or no. And I'm going to count to 3 and you're going to answer. We're going to learn some things about everybody right now. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay. We're going to learn some things. I'm going to give you like a second to think about it. And then I'm going to count. I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, go. And you're going to say yes or no. Okay. So ready, okay. Ready. Is everybody sweating?
Are we all saying it at the same time?
Yes. You're all saying it at the same time. Okay. All say it at the same time. Ready?
Okay.
Do you consider yourself a perfectionist? 3, 2, 1, go.
Shoot.
No.
Well, we screwed that up.
Too soon? Way too soon?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That was the only no.
I didn't answer, so.
Because you were still thinking about your answer?
Yeah.
Do I say it in a high pitch or a low pitch? How should I go about this? Okay. That was too fun. We're not even going to go back and answer it again because it was perfect. It was perfect just the way that it came out. I loved it so much. Y'all, this has been so much fun. Can you tell everybody where specifically they should go to watch what you're doing? I know that whenever this airs, y'all could possibly be on your winter break, but you know, people need something to look forward to in 2022. So where would be the best place for them to connect with y'all and learn more about Power Hour and all the amazing things that you're doing?
I would say follow us each individually on LinkedIn, but also we have Power Hour. We have a page on LinkedIn. We can put that in the show notes, please. Yeah. Crystal, I shouldn't say that. We're going to put that in the show notes. And we also, so we put all of the episodes on as a podcast, as an audio file as well via Anchor. So people can like pop that, you know, stream that in their car as well.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
I am so grateful for each and every one of you. Y'all are all fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on to the show today.
Thank you for having us. What a treat this is. I have all four of us.
And that's the only time you've ever done that. That's true.
It was just so much fun. It was so much fun. Like I said, whenever we did this interview, it was a little chaotic. I actually ended up losing power. Like something happened where like the power went out or the internet messed up. I don't even remember what happened exactly, but it was so funny because I recorded this episode in StreamYard and I came back and they were all talking about Dungeons and Dragons and like something. I was like, what even happened? And they're like, oh, we're just used to having tech glitches because we typically talk with four people and a guest and like this is just totally fine. I was like, this is why y'all are my people because y'all get it. Here I am, I'm the host of the show and I'm like the one dropping out of the call. But thankfully in StreamYard, it kept going without me. And it was so fun. So whenever I tell y'all, go check them out on LinkedIn. You have to go see what each of them are up to in the Power Hour, but also what they're each doing individually because their contributions are just, they're so awesome. And I'm going to link to everything in the show notes. So crystalprofit.com/episode313. And you're going to find links to connect with everybody and go say hi, go to the next Power Hour meeting and tell them like, hey, Crystal sent me. And like, it's just, it's so fun. I can't wait to see what they're going to do in the next year because their content is always fantastic. But that's all I have for you today. So make sure you go check out the show notes, crystalprofit.com/episode313. And as always, remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.